podcast.
Yep, this is going to be a shadow puppet podcast.
I was just miming, don't laugh at me. Just laughing.
I didn't get that at all.
I just like flailed my hands.
That looks to me like you just ate a jalapeno.
Yeah. Something happened, and this is going to be today's topic of an Acquired Taste podcast, and we're all very stressed about it. Thank you for joining us. I'm Bethany. Soon to be kicked out of my family, and I'll tell you why in a second.
Yikes.
Kathleen is over there.
Hi.
Sam is over there.
Nobody panic.
Okay. Do we have any housekeeping before anything else happens?
Well, we don't exactly have housekeeping, but we have something that's much better than the sentence you just dropped in this room.
Okay.
So you know how last week we were talking about... I honestly don't know because I suppress every episode after we record it. Last week we were talking, we had a visitor walk by and his name is Stax, and we kept saying how like, oh my God, this guy is so cute. And
yeah.
Like we have voice crushes on him and other kinds of crushes.
Yeah.
Well, I think we have a listener of the podcast because I got a secret gift.
What?
Oh, no.
That's right. Just buckle in.
Okay, hold on. I'm excited.
Hey ladies, I heard you were into me.
I heard you were looking for a man with some pipes.
Easy boy. Just swinging by to say hello to these ladies.
Bethany, girl, you know how I like my women.
Oh my God. Oh God.
Same as my linen pants. Incredibly white, borderline translucent. If you were a milk carton, I'd report myself missing to be on you. Kathleen, oh baby, when I see you walking around the office in those starched collared shirts and 1960s heels, it makes me grateful I'm not in a lifeboat, because you got me sinking. And Sam, you and that yoga got me feeling like a downward facing dog looking for a bone. Or this banana, which is also delicious and probably healthier. I know you're into healthy stuff, right? Mmm.
Hey, that's sexy talk.
Potassium.
Oh my God!
That was amazing. Thank you, Stax.
Oh my God! You are so red right now.
Dude, that was amazing.
How great is that?
If you missed the last episode, Stax is this brilliant imaging guy who works in our office. And if you don't know what imaging is, it's just audio.
It's everything he just
engineering.
Did. What you just heard is imaging.
Sound effects.
That took him 30 seconds to whip.
Cool voices.
And his voice has like that...
Oh my God, it's like chocolate and velvet.
He's brilliant.
Like, but with like a little bit of cigar ash in it. Like it's
did
so
he,
good.
Okay, be honest. Did you ask him to do that or did he did that?
I did ask him to
you
do that.
You did?
If
that's
I have
so
to
cool.
be honest, if I must, I will omit, but I won't lie.
Way to like think ahead and like take the next step.
Well, because we were talking to him. We had a meeting after the episode and, you know, I felt, you know when you know something, but the other person you're with doesn't know something, but you're still uncomfortable as if they knew something.
Yeah.
So I was sitting across from him and out of nowhere I'm thinking it, and it just wheezing me out of Crush on You podcast. Let's just get this out there. We said we have a crush on you. Here's the episode. Here's the exact timestamp if you want to listen to it. And it was super cool. He was super flattered, and then we concocted a fun little joke for him to play back on us.
That was amazing. I'm going to have to make out with him as a thank you.
That's so nice.
I mean, hug him as a thank you.
I mean, take my underpants off as a thank you.
That sexy dog.
You know, Stax. He's so good at his job. I wonder how long that took him. Probably like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I emailed him just to check up on it. He goes, oh, I'm so sorry. Friday was a busy day. And I get an email 7 minutes later with the clip.
Yeah.
Like, no. Did you do it from the reminder to now?
I used to date an imaging guy. So apparently I have a type.
Yeah.
And my ex is really good at it as well. And I would watch him whip stuff up in seconds.
It's mind blowing.
Like, just like, because he knew all the shortcuts on the keyboard. So it was just like Alt Control. Effects, fade in, fade out, and then I pull things, thing, and then all of it was done.
Our coaster boy Josh, I used to tell him it looked like watching Mozart. I feel like, because they don't have to look at the keyboard when they're that good or use the mouse because they know all the shortcuts.
Yeah,
so it's really just things popping in and out of the screen.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
their hands going really quick.
It looks fake.
Mm-hmm.
Stax, we love you. Is
Thank
he on
you.
Social media? Should we plug his Twitter or something?
Yeah,
let me
Is
find
he on
it.
Social media?
I don't know. Let me look. Stax with
He's
two X's.
He's not very social.
Stax with two X's.
Is that his real name?
I'm sure. Sounds like a real name, doesn't it?
Stax.
I don't know. We'll tweet it if we find it.
It's not his real name.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well. We'll study.
Do you know his real name?
I don't know his real name, but he looks like maybe like a Nick.
Oh, I bet he's
Nick.
He's
so tall.
Or a Peter.
Oh, he looks like a Nick. Oh, here he is. I found him. He is Z100 Stacks on Twitter. And he doesn't follow me, so that's a point against him in our relationship.
Wow, he doesn't?
You'll just have to take his phone while you're making out with him.
And okay, can we talk about taking phones?
Yeah, please. My pits have been sweating.
Okay, so something very horrible happened.
Do go on.
Okay. So...
You're buttoning your cardigan like you're getting ready for court.
I'm nervously buttoning my cardigan like I work in Mad Men. So last weekend, my sisters were hanging out with my dad because they all live near him. And gotcha. I was not because I was here in New York. And the problem is that my sisters and I have a group chat. Mm-hmm. And then my dad, my sisters, and I have a group chat.
Yeah. Sure.
You see where this is going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was texting with my sisters in the group chat, and then at the same time, I was texting with my dad in the group chat. And I made a comment that was meant to be funny about my dad, but if you didn't know I meant it to be funny, it would be really insulting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And... so then my sisters from the private, not dad chat, texted me and they were like, you sent that to the dad group chat. And I freaked the hell out.
Oh my God.
And I was like, holy because I'm in New York and they're not in New York and I have no control over the situation. And so I texted my sisters and I was like, get his phone so you can delete it. Get his phone.
007.
Yeah. Get his phone. So one of them grabbed his phone and they convinced him to unlock it. And so they were like, I need to show you something. So they unlocked it. They deleted it. But the issue is we don't know if he gets his texts on his computer as well.
I have sweaty pits.
And as someone who gets her texts on her computer as well, it populates everything even if you've deleted it off a different device.
Oh my God.
So I don't know.
You haven't spoken since, and there's been no addressing.
So I don't know if he's seen it and isn't talking to me about it. And I don't know if I should say something in case he has seen it. But then if I say something and he hasn't seen it...
then you've created it.
Now
then
I've created a problem.
Exactly.
But if I don't say something and he has seen it, now I look dishonest because I'm not bringing it up.
I don't know how to help you. I have nothing to offer this situation at all. And you know what the best part is right now? I am so curious as to what that is, but knowing you and the fact that you didn't lead with it means it's horrible and I'm not going to ask what you said.
It's a comment about like this little behavior that he has.
Gotcha.
Which we find... endearingly annoying, but to point it out is just mean.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, you're not a horrible person.
Oh. No.
Because I feel like everybody has been in this situation where they sent a message or an email to somebody that wasn't meant for that person and was about that person. Mm-hmm. And I've been on the receiving end of that. Somebody sent an email about me that was about me that wasn't meant for me to see. And it was so stupid. It was like, because I don't like sports. I understand sports.
Bitch.
But it was about how I only wanted to watch the Super Bowl for the commercials and what kind of lame person was I. So we've all been there. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that your dad likely doesn't get his text messages to his computer.
More of a generational gap.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But also... I don't get my text messages to my computer because I don't like being in touch with people that much. And maybe your dad feels the same way, too.
As we know when we text Kathleen at 5 p.m. and she's like, sorry, my phone was off for the night.
And I texted a couple of people. Like, I texted a couple of his friends. I was like, do you happen to know, like, does my dad keep texts on his, like, laptop or desktop? Like, do you know this about him? And they were like, we don't know.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I just
I don't know what to do.
Just expect, really expect that he saw it. And know how you're going to go about the conversation. Don't ignore it in your own head. Maybe you have to ignore it between the two of you because you could create, you might get paranoid and be like, do you see it? Oh my God. Okay. He obviously saw it. Don't pull a Sam and Stacks.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Just know how you are going to address it when it comes up very clearly on his end. That's all. Don't have it ready.
Okay. So I shouldn't be weird? Like, and not know what to do with my hands whenever I'm around him?
Don't be more weird.
Okay.
Have you guys ever been on the receiving end of this issue?
Yes. My old radio show, I don't remember what happened, but there was a group email that we were always on, and someone on the show emailed the whole group about me forgetting to take me off the email chain, saying something like, ugh, Bethany's being sensitive like she is again. I guess we'll have to deal with it or something.
What did you respond with?
I didn't respond at all. The person who sent it called me up immediately and was like, I just said something really stupid. And I said, uh-huh. And I, you know.
I'd be upset, but I don't want to be overly sensitive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You're a better person than I because I wouldn't have picked up the phone.
I
do the pickup and the click. It's just like the ultimate.
You pick up and you go, go yourself.
Or the ignore when they know it rings once and then goes to voicemail.
Yeah. Or be overly sweet.
Yeah.
Hi, Pumpkin.
Hi, Sugar Spice. How's it going?
You look so cute today. You didn't see me yet. I just feel it.
Or, I was expecting a phone call from you.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
You can. This is the part where you apologize.
Yeah. It feels crappy. Even if they're not saying anything mean, it feels crappy to know people are talking about you behind your back.
Yeah.
What about you, Sam? Has that happened to you?
I have not been on the receiving end of it, which surprises me because I'm sure I do plenty of stuff
that merits that.
But I did do it once to someone who's still, thankfully, a very good friend of mine. I mean, I'll give you the gist of what I said. It wasn't nice, but it wasn't vicious. It's that middle ground that you still don't want to be a part of. It was our senior prom, so we're all picking outfits or whatever. And we had this weird thing that now I recognize how strange it is. Girls in high school, don't do this. It's not necessary. It's not good for anyone. Our group of friends, there were like 12 of us. Everyone, no color could be repeated. I don't know who, right?
Oh my goodness.
I thought this was normal.
There were 12 of you.
There were like 12 of us and no color could be repeated. I don't
Roy
know.
Roy G. Biv is 7.
No, there were middle ones. There were teal in there. Someone had a white. We were all over. I'll show you a picture. Together,
glitter.
We looked fabulous.
Beaded.
But
champagne.
It didn't start. No one made this rule, you know, saying, okay, by the way, no one. It just kind of evolved into this thing. Once the first 6 people had different colors, it's just whatever. So anyway, I was one of the last ones to pick my dresses, and I was bouncing back and forth with what I wanted, and then a friend of mine picked a color after I said I was going, like I showed her a picture of the dress, and she didn't address it, but she just bought the next day my color that I had.
What color was it?
I think it was gold.
Jacuzzi. Oh, no.
It was a gold. I ended up finding a better one for me, which is good. But my feelings were really hurt, and I was really annoyed. And I said something along the lines. I was texting both of them at the same time, and I said something along the lines to the other friend. Like, well, I thought I had my color, but I showed it to blank, and she got the other one. Go figure. Or something. Something, obviously, I wasn't shocked.
Yeah.
And I sent it to her. And I don't remember exactly what the back and forth was. I wasn't upfront about it. I somehow tried to like cover it, I'm sure, as I did as like a 17 or 16 year old. Maybe it was junior prom. I don't know. But anyway, I felt so horrible. And I was like mad at myself, but I was also still like...
But still mad at her.
Like, it's still true, though.
like why you don't tell someone what you're naming your baby. Because they're going to take it.
Oh, gosh.
And now 18 years... Someone's got your baby name.
I see what I'm picking up, what you're putting down.
Is that how the song goes? What did we decide my rapper name was this morning? Tabitha?
Yeah. You said something about rapping. I'm like, what's your name? You go, Tabitha.
DJ Tabitha.
I can only ever think of that old soap opera from the late 90s, early 2000s with the witch named Tabitha in it.
What?
What was that
called? Oh, gosh. a it wasn't something dreams. It was because it was so crazy.
It was so insane. And I used to go home like a little old lady at lunchtime in high school and watch it.
It started for you at such a young age. Your habits.
Tabitha. There was a little person.
It was like.
And there was a cat. There was a talking cat, wasn't there?
Now I think you're thinking of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Another fabulous show.
And Hawkeye.
And well, yeah.
Still Sabrina.
Was this the different soap opera than the one where at one episode they did a Bollywood dance episode? What was it?
Passions!
Yes. I wish there's a jingle for every time you two are like, yes! I'm like, I've never heard of this reference.
Passions ever. Was amazing. Passions didn't give a
didn't.
Mm-mm.
What was it? It was a soap opera for kids?
It was like the Twilight Zone of the soap opera world.
Yeah, it was like they didn't care. There was magic.
Yes, there's a lot of magic.
And then there was one character. So there were two women, a blonde woman with light skin and a woman with black hair and darker skin. And the blonde woman was married to a dude. And the woman with dark hair wanted the dude for like 5 years.
Wow.
And he never put a restraining order against her. She was creepy to the point where cops would have been called, and she never stopped loving him. And like he never called the cops on it though.
Like, probably. Did he like the attention?
Probably.
That is not a healthy habit, and no. I wish in 5 years he would have recognized that about himself.
Jesse who's the Hawkeye from that Jennifer Lopez movie where he's the neighbor, Jesse Metcalf.
Oh God, he's hot.
Jesse Metcalf?
Metcalf. He was on Passions.
Oh my God, he's so hot.
He must have been really young. He was on it from 1999 to 2004.
Yeah.
I love when you see like people from like movies way back then and way back now, and they're just so hot. I saw a meme that said like John Tucker must die, more like John Tucker must have my babies. And he's like all scruffy now.
That's right. He was John Tucker.
Yes.
That's a good movie.
No, wait, is it the same actor? I think it's a different one.
No, it's the same guy.
Is it?
Wait, are we talking about the Jennifer Lopez movie that came out like 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think it's a different guy.
That's a different guy.
Oh.
He was on our show and he was very nice.
I get all my dark haired, good looking men mixed up.
All the scruffers.
It was like The Boy Next Door, right?
Was the one that just came out.
Yeah. That's a different dude, but also really hot.
Same like ballpark of hotness.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, if we're going to objectify
with
men,
the look, yeah.
Which I am.
Which right we shouldn't now. Because women are never objectified.
Do you remember the character Tabitha just saying the name Timmy over and over again?
Yes, that was a little person.
Yeah, that was a little person.
Poor Timmy, he was like he was like a young boy who was also a little person and was like her poor minion and had a lisp and like she would yell at him and he would have to like run after her and do whatever she said.
That TV show probably would not stay afloat today.
I don't know.
You know what? I really wish that Hulu would pick it up or Netflix or somebody. Please bring back Passions.
Such a good show.
And they did a full Bollywood episode.
That's
which
pretty
is now,
cool.
And the white woman had her own solo, which is now cultural appropriation.
Yes.
We know that's not right.
It's not right.
But back in the 90s.
Again, back then, that's fine.
Like when Gwen Stefani had her Indian phase where she wore the beanie in the middle of her forehead.
She would have been just ripped apart today.
Yeah.
And back then we're like, she's so badass.
She's so edgy.
Look at how edgy. Like,
that's super inappropriate, actually. You probably shouldn't have done that.
Her space buns and her henna tattoos.
I do
and
laugh.
Her braces.
At the comments back and forth. Look at Cooper. She's outside my studio.
What's up, Coop?
Gotti's daughter. Is hey Coop.
Hey Cooper. Coop.
She's knocking. That means open the GB
door. You can come
door.
In. Watch. I'm gonna ask her Try questions.
Try to open the door, Cooper.
The door's really heavy. It might be.
Push it. Come on.
Be heavy for
Scotty B, one of our producers, his daughter is in today. How old is Cooper?
But she's not at all a
Six.
Terror, but I love
Six.
Her.
She's in kindergarten. She's really cute. I asked her what the hot gossip was. She didn't know how to answer
come
me.
On, Cooper.
What's the tea? Get in here.
Come on in, Coop.
I have to ask you a question.
Come on in. Bring Mr. Bill.
Cooper, come.
You're going home. Wait, come. You have to come say goodbye.
Bethany's talking to her like she's a pet.
I don't know how to talk to children.
Here, Cooper, kitty.
Heel. Come here. Kennel up.
Sit.
I have a question for you. Cooper, come here. Do you know what cultural appropriation is?
No. What do you think it is?
There's no wrong answers.
Any guesses?
It's kind of a radio.
It's kind of what?
It's kind of a radio.
It's kind of radio.
It is
that's
kind
a really valid
That's
guess.
Really deep, Coop.
P.S. I really like your shirt. It has ice cream and sprinkles on it. Or is that a poop?
Poop.
It's poop. Okay. Did your daddy get that for you?
No,
who got
could
that
still
for you?
Be sprinkles. P.S.
Do you
is the poop your favorite emoji?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. What's your second favorite emoji?
This one.
Oh, the rocker hands.
The rocker or the love you hands.
Love you.
The I love you hands.
Because like Cooper speaks sign language. She sign sign language. I speak sign language. That's not right. She can sign.
Where did you learn that? Did you learn? Did they teach you that in school?
At school.
I love that they're teaching
She's
that.
Very talented.
Do you text your friends?
Sometimes.
What do you say to them?
I say, I don't really. I text strangers.
You text strangers?
Strangers. Scotty, your daughter texts strangers. She just said.
She does text strangers.
Well, what does she say to them?
She also has a Snapchat account. You know that?
Cooper, you have
yeah.
a Cooper.
Yeah.
Give a snap?
You're in kindergarten. You have a Snapchat?
Do you have secret friends like in China that we don't know about? Do you have secret friends?
That's cultural appropriation.
Sorry, cultural appropriation.
Cooper, hey. It's radio. You have to talk. In the
no, she's doing great.
Cooper,
she's
do you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
What's his name?
Joseph.
Joseph!
Do you text Joseph?
No.
Do you hold his hand?
A lot.
A Ooh. Lot? Dude, do you know how old I was when I got my first boyfriend?
8.
Try 18.
Oh my goodness.
You got me beat by
Cooper's
roughly 12 years.
My eyebrows just went up into her hairline when you said 18.
Do you know what a late bloomer is? It means someone who doesn't do things till way later than her friends.
It ain't you, girl.
Nope, it ain't you.
You
that's
ain't
for
no
sure.
late bloomer.
That means you're going to have boobs when you're 10.
Will you stop?
Oh my God.
All
right,
would so you, anyway.
Would you please?
You're stupid.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I don't approve, but yeah.
Wow.
Bye, Cooper. We love you.
Bye, Cooper.
Bye, ladies.
Bye, Scotty. Bye, Scotty.
So every time Cooper comes over, I have an array of like a glass menagerie set of like all my different toys.
Yeah.
Which you'd think are for kids, but they're really for me. And I gave her Mr. Bill, and he's like, what is on him?
Oh, gosh.
Why is he sticky?
I don't know, but she had chocolate in her hair.
Oh, she's Children? Back. Yes, Cooper.
Hey, kid.
Look at the sticker. You want to put the sticker in here? Oh, she's pantomiming.
It's cheese.
Did you lick it?
Ew. Did you eat Mr. Bill?
That's cheese on your Mr. Bill.
All right, we're going to wash him later.
How do children just, like, emit fluid?
They do.
Out of orifices that don't even, like, I swear to God, they have tiny holes in their fingers that just emit a paste.
They're only sticky. I'm wondering how long until she walks away.
She's staring at us.
Glass door.
She's staring.
Yeah, don't look back.
I won't.
That's the right way to rear a child, right? When
just
you want them,
them
to do something, you just ignore them,
right?
Yeah.
I'm ready to be a mom, guys.
When my nieces were infants, like the first one was an infant and she's gone. she was like just crawling around. My younger sister was in charge of babysitting that summer. And so she would do what she calls baby challenges because my sister, being very pragmatic, mm-hmm. decided life was way too easy for this child.
Yeah.
And so she would do baby challenges. So like if my niece wanted to climb on top of like a box, mm-hmm. my sister would look at her. My niece doesn't speak yet, by the
oh,
way.
Right.
My sister would look at her and be like, you know, I had to earn my way. You got to figure out how to get on top of that box. Baby challenge. And my niece always would.
Oh my
or like,
gosh.
If she got, like, if she, you know, got herself stuck between something and something else, my sister would watch her to make sure she wasn't in danger.
Yeah.
But then
sure.
she would just be like, baby challenge. And so my niece would have to figure out how to get out. And she
She's
always did.
Do great things, your niece.
Amazing.
And at the age of 7, your niece will participate in the amazing race.
She will. Baby challenge.
Baby challenge.
By the way, my sister did the same thing to my cat. So.
Cat challenge. Is that why your cat would like tell you to shut up by putting his paw on your face? It's like challenge accepted.
I'm going to take this one step further and say two contradictory statements to my husband and see how he wiggles his way out of it. Husband challenge.
Get out of it. You're stuck between the couch and the end table. Get out of it. You'll be fine.
Do I look fat in this? Husband challenge.
Husband challenge.
Work your way through this.
Oh my God.
There was one period of time where my cat and my niece were developmentally at the same stage.
I love that. I love it.
And so we have a video somewhere because they could both walk and run.
Mm-hmm. That's about it.
And both were really fascinated by string. So we have a video of me dangling a string and my niece and my cat both batting at it
in the same way.
It's like a really fun vector area.
It's adorable.
Props
to anybody who has a child because I can't even hold a baby because I'm afraid I'm going to drop it.
That's a legit fear. That makes sense.
How do people walk and hold babies at the same time? Without falling down the stairs.
Oh,
without
my dad
tripping
did that
over
once.
The carpet.
Yeah, my dad did that. My dad was holding my middle sister, Dominique, who's alive and well. She is now 20, 3 years old, but he was walking down the stairs with her as a baby infant and tripped. And he said he won't be able to, he can't remember it. But what my mom said he did was he did the football player like squeeze where he put more arms around her.
Yeah.
And in while he was falling, he twisted on his side.
Wow.
And she goes, it was a night in the hospital because he was just blood purple all the way down his side.
Wow.
Because there was like just, it completely got him.
That's crazy.
Yep. I know. So I believe there are instincts. He couldn't explain it, but I feel like if you trip holding a baby, it's not going to be like when you trip holding a cupcake and it goes, and you're like, aww.
Oh, no, I'll do the same thing for a cupcake. I will
football cradle your cupcake.
I will football cradle and twist my body. I once crashed my bike. I still have scars from it. I crashed my bike during a rainstorm because I was going down an overpass bridge. Okay. And you know, it like veers off left or right at the end of the overpass.
Yeah.
And it was raining and I was going too fast and I didn't know to go left or right. I couldn't decide in the moment. So I skid, my bike flew out. I landed like on my shoulder, but my coffee cup stayed up the whole time.
She had her coffee cup the whole time. That sounds like a pretty Bethany move.
Instincts.
Actually.
You got to protect the things you love.
Coffee cupcakes and maybe your child.
Yeah.
Maybe. If it was me, he would have gone straight down.
I don't know.
It was Dominique.
Oof, man. Kelly, what are you eating?
Okay, so I have a treat for you guys to try. Here, take a piece.
Because you brought in this little package and I thought it was cookies.
No, it's not cookies. It's seaweed.
These are one of my favorite things in the world because they are disgustingly addictive. Yes, don't look at us like that.
In what way are they addictive? How do you eat them?
Uh-huh. I love
Go
seaweed.
Go for it, Bethany. Come on.
Do you taste the sea?
No, Bethany doesn't
like it.
Don't spit it out. Do it the right way.
No.
You really?
No, no. Eat it. No.
It's good for you. It's green. Sam, you want another piece?
Yeah. Can I have the piece that she didn't spit out?
No.
Yeah, give me that one. Thank you. Mm.
It's so bad.
I love seaweed.
Andrew, do you want some seaweed? No? Damn it. What's wrong with you people?
Oh, my God.
Kathleen, thank you very much for this treat. It is delicious.
Welcome. Here, Sam, we can share it. It is flavored seaweed, and it is roasted teriyaki seaweed.
Mm. What flavors am I supposed to be enjoying from this? Is it the saltiness?
Salty, chewy, but also crunchy.
It's weird. It's an odd... If you're a big texture person, you might not like them.
Yeah, because once you bite into it, it gets a little... chewy.
It turns into the seaweed what you're familiar with. Now Bethany's just raiding my snacks.
She has to get the taste.
She went into my cabinet and she found a bag of what do I have over there? I don't know what it is.
I'm sure.
Okay. Flatbread crisps.
Mm, those are good too. Do you guys need one to get that horrid taste?
No.
I taste the seaweed.
When I had a friend one time, when I wasn't in the alone space all the time, his name was Eric. That doesn't matter.
Eric the Red Viking.
She's all discombobulated because she's so disgusted.
Eric was Chinese, he had seaweed all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was a personal choice or if like that's big.
It's a cultural thing.
Is it a cultural thing?
Yeah.
It's like chippies.
But he always had seaweed and then he let me try it once and I wanted to die, similar to just now.
Did this bring you back? Did you forget until this moment? I'm going to give you a napkin because you're poking at your slime seaweed spit on my desk.
It's reconstituted just from my saliva, and now it's just like...
It's formed back into a chip somehow. I think those are really good.
Seaweed is very trendy right now, and like anything trendy, I will try anything once in the name of beauty, fashion, or deliciousness.
She will.
Thank you for sharing your food with us. That was nice of you. I'm sorry that I disparaged it.
It's okay.
What if they had it right? Are they going to come out with pumpkin spice seaweed this fall?
Listen, girl, I will so be on that basic bitch line to get the first case of that.
The white girl in me honors the white girl in you.
I feel like we jumped to what Bethany learned this week. She relearned that she hates seaweed chips.
Oh,
I think they're good.
I think everybody should try and give them a chance.
Yeah, for what it's worth, when my friend had them, I had like two of them. I'm like, these are disgusting. And then I wanted another. Yeah. I'm like, still gross. And then I had a fifth. I'm like, still gross. And when I had a 12th, I'm like, yeah, these are nasty. And then four bags in, I'm like, I think I like these.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's an acquired taste.
And that's why we named our podcast this. We were waiting for episode 62. Congratulations. Can we go to what we learned this week?
Yeah, a little short baby episode.
Let's do a short... No, this is a 30-minute episode.
Oh, jeez.
That went quickly.
Yeah. So just a little thing that I actually have had this for 2 weeks, and I've put off saying it because I haven't told anyone and I don't want to embarrass myself, but I think I'm done being embarrassed with it. Mm. And what I learned this week is when nature calls, you have to find a way to answer. And that's, you're going to have to. Bethany's like up-downing me. Like just, yeah. Okay.
Do you want to elaborate? You're wearing a romper today.
I will. We're good today. So I went out a couple weeks ago on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I had yoga early the next morning. So when you're drinking and you have to be up the next morning, the recipe is water, 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 water.
Yeah.
So I chugged 2 water bottles in the car home. And then I had my thermos of water when I got back. And then I went to sleep. Woke up about 2 hours later with a bladder that's ready to flood the city.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to happen. So I open my door. It's really late at night, and I hear my roommate in the bathroom. And I know she's had, you know, she's been dealing with, like, some stomach ache issues or whatever, so it was nothing I was going to be like, open the door, whatever. I'm like, okay, I'll wait. Everything's fine. I did that thing where you sit down on your heel, like, in the middle of the floor, like, to try and cork it like a ship. And then I just couldn't figure out what to do. I'm like, well, all right, Sam, let's be pragmatic about this. You are going to pee. This is an inevitability.
Like, I hope something happened that I want to happen.
You're going to pee. Like, how do we do this? Like, I don't think a cup's big enough. Let's be honest. Like, so I found myself next hovering over my giant kitchen sink.
Yeah! Yes. Yes.
Yeah. In my robe. I turned off all the other lights in the apartment because I'm like, no one can see this. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. And my sink is not like a normal sink where it's you could hit both sides. Like, I have a 2-foot wide sink in a very small kitchen. It makes no sense. So I had to like arm lift myself over it.
Nice.
And like pike out my legs.
And someone walked in.
I'm gonna look like a cat eating out of the garbage. Just like,
oh my god!
I'm like, I hope my roommate doesn't come out. And then I'm like, this is not a proud moment for me.
Oh my god! Well,
it felt so good. I didn't care.
Let's
at the
be
time.
Thankful it wasn't number 2 in the sink.
I would have had to do that too. I would have had to do that as well.
The look of you, like if someone came in and turned the light on, the look of you frozen.
Because it's not a quick exit sink. It's very high up, so I would have needed a few seconds to get away.
What do you sleep in?
I don't.
So you were naked on top of your sink.
Were you naked on top of your sink?
I would pay money to see this.
You weren't supposed to ask follow-up questions.
This is like a backroom sexy magazine act.
My abs hurt the next day. It was a hard workout. I had like my legs in like pike.
Hovering with your legs piked out over your sink.
You know what would have been even funnier? If you had had like fettuccine for dinner and like the fettuccine bowl was sitting in the sink and then you lost your balance and then got fettuccine dirty dishwater all over your butthole.
It splooshes up.
It's horrible, guys. I checked. There were no bowls because we're very good at cleaning our dishes before bed.
Not fettuccine in my butthole again.
So what did you learn?
I learned you always have Clorox on hand because the next day I woke up and scrubbed that thing like all of Snow White's little critters.
Oh my god.
That's amazing.
My favorite part is the next morning as I'm scrubbing, my roommate goes, I cleaned the sink a few days ago. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to do it again.
Just one more time.
I'm just going to do it again.
Did you ever tell her?
No.
I'm going to.
Tell her I pissed in the sink.
I'm going to.
No. No.
First, I'm going to tell her to like lick the sink.
If we're ever off for 1 week, you know why. Because I am boycotting the podcast for that week and I refuse to produce theirs. I will not do this if I'm tattled on.
You know what? No shame.
What was I gonna do? I had to drink.
I would have gone outside.
Pee. I'm on the top floor.
Yeah, so you run down, you have a robe on, and you
she clearly didn't.
I was not gonna make it at that point. Just horrible.
Oh. I don't know what, Bethany, what would you have done?
Sink pee. Yeah.
That was it. It's my only option. I don't make a habit of this. I don't like pee in the street. This was a do or die situation.
You got to.
Uh-huh.
I maybe would have squatted over a towel.
It's Oh, this was 3 water bottles. Let's be reminded.
So, yeah, there was a lot.
That would have been like...
It would have been a mess on the floor.
Can you imagine having to pick that up and like, I undershot it. I underestimated.
And I've had that happen before.
Oh,
I was
no.
out like driving around a park for some reason. I don't remember why. And I had to go to the bathroom so badly. And I had a water bottle. And so I pulled up like to this section of tombstones that were like under a weeping willow in the shade. And I peed into the water bottle. And the water bottle only... got about halfway of my capacity.
Yeah.
So then I seal it off and I'm like, the water bottle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what else to do. And I had to like, it was like a sheer force of effort to just...
Oh, God.
Keep the rest for later.
Yeah.
You got to.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I've definitely peed in bushes before.
You have in emergency bushes?
And bathtubs.
Okay, see, yeah, maybe.
Like in college when someone's on the toilet and you're like, I can't hold it anymore. And you just walk in on them and squat in the tub.
I've had 3 natty ices. Yeah. I've got to be.
I don't know what natties are.
It's horrible
it's
beer.
It's like dirt beer.
It's natty is the brand.
Yeah, yeah. Natty Ice.
Look up the image. It looks exactly like it tastes.
Because I've heard of Natty Lights, but I used to, because I didn't know that Beamer was... nickname for BMWs.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Beamer was its own brand of car. So I like assumed Natty Light was the, you know, was like, I don't know, Michelob was called Natty for some reason.
It's a beer that Frat Brothers
drink. This is just
a
wonderfully cheap beer.
Very
Natty
good for college.
Light.
Because I was a baller on a budget. Still am.
Oh,
but
look
I won't at
that.
Drink that.
Natural Light. It is.
Natural
Light is what it is called.
Oh, is that what Natty stands for?
Yeah.
I forgot. Oh,
the
my
more
God.
You know.
Every Natty has a story. Says the can.
I'm going to start using that for people. Like, you so natty. But, like, really, it's compliment.
It's natural.
It sounds horrible.
You natty beautiful.
You a natty beauty. Ew, what? Girl, you a natty beauty.
Yeah.
Huh.
Thank God I'm over my natty drinking days.
Gross.
Yeah.
So what does someone save me? Can someone please finish this?
What did you learn this week, Kathleen?
So I had previously on this podcast talked about getting a vacuum, mm-hmm. new vacuum.
Yes.
My neighbors now hate me because it's so much fun to use that I've been vacuuming every nook and cranny.
Yeah.
I vacuumed inside of the refrigerator.
Good for you.
And inside of my underwear drawer. But I'm not very cognizant on what time I'm vacuuming because working in radio, our hours are a little bit different than other people's hours.
Totally.
And I'm now vacuuming like at weird hours and I need to like stop and do a time check.
You're
going to
put a sign on your door.
Yeah.
Please
before I turn
vacuum.
On the vacuum.
Not at this time.
But if you have any ideas about weird other places that might be dirty that I could vacuum, let me know on Twitter. I'm at WebGirlKathleen.
The inside of your lint trap.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have a washing machine.
Just go to someone else's
lint
trap.
That was awkward. You know, the inside of your elevator. Have your butler get out of his quarters and vacuum the inside of your butler chambers.
I aspire to own a washing machine one day.
One of my favorite parts about being friends with Bethany is if my washer and dryer is ever broken, I'm just going to show up.
You have a washer dryer too?
No, I don't. Bethany does. The one nervously twirling her cord over there.
You fancy
know,
bitch.
If your Shetland pony gets all gross, then you just vacuum his mane. Don't you have a Shetland pony?
My bathtub of La Mer got so slimy.
Rich people problems.
I'm not rich. I just have a nice
landlord. Do you remember we had a topic and we're like, what's your, not even first world problems, what's your rich person problem? And the end caller said, I can't open the window in my penthouse apartment to overlook Central Park because it'll wash out my original Picasso.
Yes.
It was amazing. Oh my God.
A beautiful penthouse apartment overlooking Central Park and they couldn't open the curtains because it would wash out the Picasso.
Oh, just ghastly. What a waste.
It's a legitimate problem.
No, it's not.
I mean, it is, but it's just not a realistic one. But it's
first
a
world problems.
Not even what world problems.
This weekend, I was having brunch with my friend, and I was like, oh, you know, I had to order a new passport. It's not going to be here in time for Mexico, but it will be here in time for Italy.
And that's when she's like,
we travel
on
for
you.
Work.
She's looking at me like, you're a
Oh, Helen knows the owner. Oh, you do. Helen. It's Helen.
I don't know what this is a reference to. I'm just laughing so I don't feel left out.
Bridesmaids.
Okay.
Helen knows the owner. Oh, you do.
Oh,
Helen knows the owner.
What was the name of the brand of the bridesmaid gown? Oh, shoot.
It's French. It's an original.
It's an original.
And she presents it with the back of her hand, going down it with her fingers. Like she does this. Instead of touching it with the front of your fingers like a normal fucking person, she uses the back of her hand and her pointer finger.
We'll get five of them.
Le frites.
Le.
Damn it! Someone yell it out. If you're listening to the podcast, yell it out.
Is that like when the TSA pats you down with the back of their hand?
Yeah, I'm using the back of my hand. I'm using the back of my hand. I'm patting your inner thighs. I'm using the back of my hand. I'm patting down your butt. I'm using the back of my hand.
Oh, I always tell them, I'm like, you know what? I haven't been touched in a while. It doesn't feel that bad.
I know. You can use the front. You can use the inside. Your male friend over there, he can come over.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just going to bend over and you do what you need to do.
I couldn't find it. It was giving me legit bridesmaids companies.
Hold on.
Google doesn't understand me.
Where's Alexa when you need her?
Hold on. I'm going to ask Siri.
Cool.
What was the brand of bridesmaid dresses in the movie Bridesmaids? Done. Look, I know you people have places to go, but this is important. It's a Fritz Bernays, ladies.
Fritz Bernays!
It's a Fritz Bernays.
And it's on sale.
It really does look better.
Kristen Wiig has the short one in her hands in the pocket. She's like, you can move. Yes. You can spread your legs. Feel the breeze.
We'll take five of the Fritz Bernays. They really do look better.
Oh, my God. It's happening. God. That was me.
So good.
That was me.
That
it's was happening. Amazing. It happened.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
I had one, and now I have forgotten. After last week, I really need to remember what it was that I learned this week. And we had all this time. You guys, I'm really sorry.
She just learned so much in this podcast popped out.
I mean, I learned that I
don't like seaweed.
You learned Natty Light?
Again. You know what I did learn this week? This wasn't it, but it's true. I was talking to the guy who cuts my hair. His name is Enzo. Mm-hmm. He works at Tony and Guy in Hoboken, and he is amazing.
That's a great salon.
It's amazing. Kathleen is tapping her laugh lines to make sure makeup doesn't settle in them.
That's how you know it was a good podcast.
That's how I spend most of my day.
But he was talking about, I asked him, how do you know if you're cutting straight when you're cutting hair? Like, how do you know? And he said, you know what? It's the positioning of my elbow and the positioning of my wrist. And I know that if I hold it this way in proportion to the rest of my body, I'm absolutely cutting straight. And it made me realize that everybody picks up a certain specific skill based on their job. Like, I can usually tell within a second or two when 30 seconds has passed. And I can usually tell, like, just by feeling when a song is about to end, even if I don't know the song. But it also, we were talking about how it means that you're also able to pick up so many other crazy skills that you would never think you would learn. And it's worth it. Like, we all know people who later in life have learned languages. They've learned a sport they never thought they'd be good at. And I really want to learn how to fix clocks. After, Kathleen, you told us to listen to S-Town.
Yes.
And
it's a new podcast. It's a spinoff of This American Life from NPR.
And it's really good. And the guy in it who is just a trip, he is like the most incredible clock fixer of these beautiful antique clocks. And clocks have always fascinated me. And I currently have an alarm clock, like an old timey alarm clock that I can't have. I mean, it's not old timey enough. It has a battery in it, but like, I can't use it because no matter what I do, it goes off at random times. Like, it's just out of control.
That sounds haunted.
And so I want to learn how to fix it. Because it has a face, it has gears, it has stuff in it, and so I want to learn to fix it myself.
That's awesome.
So
so proud.
I'm so excited. So it's not really something I've learned yet, but I've learned that I have the desire to pick up a new crazy skill.
Yeah.
Clock
fixing.
Enzo, my hairstylist, just learned how to fix antique motorcycles.
What? Because why not?
Because why not? And now he has this crazy skill that he never would have had.
Well, that's how you make a lot of money, too.
That's awesome.
It's so cool. So, like, as you listen to this, is there a crazy skill? And now you can learn anything because it's all on YouTube anyway.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
So find a skill. Learn how to fix clocks or learn how to cut hair or learn how to retile your bathroom.
Love it.
You can do it.
Very cool.
Jeez. All right, you guys.
Oh, Kathleen?
I'm sorry, I just burped up seaweed.
Okay, I'm like, what are you looking at? Am I so nauseating?
Sorry.
Thank you so much for listening to us. Shout out to Stax again. That was amazing.
Yeah, baby.
Find us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast. Find us on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast. Same thing on Facebook, AcquiredTastePodcast.com. And we're on iTunes.
Yeah!
Please rate and review on iTunes. The more you rate and review, the more we're able to get onto different lists. And we really want more people to find us. So,
and then we can bring you stuff like free prizes.
Yes.
People backing.
And I don't know if the tripod thing is still going on, but if you know someone that you think would really like us, tweet them our link using the hashtag tripod, TRYPOD, tripodcasting.
Love that.
Yeah, it's awesome. So we love you for listening. Spread the word, and we will talk to you next week.
Stop laughing at me!
You peed in a kitchen sink.